Hi, I'm Leah LaChapelle, author of Unzipping Reality, 11 Steps to Create the World We Want, and host of Unzipping Reality, The Fourth Awakening. I am dedicated to the transforming of human consciousness on planet Earth in our lifetime. So trust, know, be, and do the process as we unzip reality. Welcome, everyone. These are good days as we are unzipping reality in four awakenings. I'm your host, Leah LaChapelle, having a blast in this conversation. We are doing some unzipping, enough to be able to say, us love us. That's a beautiful space to be in, don't you think? And reality is now sufficiently unzipped. This unzipping has been going on through millennia. We've always been on the earth. We've always been doing this, being this, dreaming of this. And here we are. The portal is open. We are portal openers. Oh, yes, we are. So let's step on through that portal that we have opened when, you know, with teamwork from the galaxy, let's face it, and Source Creator. And let's be who and what we really are. It's a great investigation. And there are so many things that lead us into a deeper understanding of who and what we really are. When I'm preparing for doing this recording of Unzipping Reality, I never quite know what my topic is going to be. Basically, I have one theme, and that is our awakening, our evolution as new paradigm human beings expressing as the new human archetype on planet Earth. There are lots of different ways we can approach that. So this morning, I was on my email and one of those ads popped up on the side. I'll refrain from, you know, saying how annoying and rude and intrusive they are. But anyway, one of these ads popped up and it was actually from Fidelity Investments, of which I have zero interest. And they were advertising to me on my computer screen, inviting me to invest in the potential of artificial intelligence. Whoa! Okay, they obviously have not read my book, Soul Shade, Revealing the New Human Archetype, because in Soul Shade, it talks a lot about artificial intelligence and frames it in a particular context in the storyline of this old paradigm closing and opening a new paradigm in the golden age. So I thought, you know, this is really interesting. I've been looking at this logo for Fidelity Investments because there's one in Austin where I live, and it's a pyramid with the capstone on top, and there are all these rays coming out. You know, I mean, it's classic conditioning. And so I just thought, you know, I want to know a little bit more about them and what they're up to in terms of artificial intelligence. And come to find out, they have a search going for an employee. And the description is for vice president of the artificial intelligence lead for AI, machine learning, and big data. So they're seeking someone who can partner in all these regards with their stakeholders and prioritize these top AI opportunities and transform large volumes of data into AI-driven solution, and on and on it goes. And of course, they will find a very outstanding individual. I have no doubt about it. But what is happening is this is a potential not just for the wonders of AI making everything supposedly improved. I would disagree with that. It's all about the money, everybody. It's all about the money. So why am I going on about this? It's because there is a crescendo that is occurring toward what we call ascension. And it is happening very, very fast. So I thought, you know, wasn't real sure what I was going to talk about today, but this has my attention in this moment. And so we like to be fluid and flexible. And when Spirit says it's this, then that's what it is. So I thought that I would speak today in our hearing about ascension. And I guess there are different formulas for ascension. There are different approaches, different perspectives, but very, very basically, ascension is a return to oneness with God. And I think probably a lot of us would flash on, oh, the ascension of Christ when he rose up into the air and went out of sight, you know, who knows? But that's kind of that stereotypic thought in our head about what ascension looks like. Well, in my book, Soul Shade, I like to pull it out and dive into the glossary. It's a very handy dandy little tool, this glossary. And it says this about ascension. It's the real harvest. The real harvest, not the counterfeit. Resulting in evolution. It's the ingathering of souls for wholeness. Now, this is not the same. It's that old connotation of leaving the ground and rising up through the air. Ascension, as we are coming to know it, is accomplished by grounding to earth, grounding, 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 and raising our vibrational frequency of consciousness from the third, more limiting dimension to the fifth dimension of consciousness, which is much more resilient and refined. Today, I'd like to discuss a little bit about what I call ascension languaging. Now, we all know how ascension is spelled. It's A-S-C-E-N-S-I-O-N. There's an S and a C next to each other. Now, bear in mind that in what I call ascension languaging, it focuses on the English language and on words where an S and a C are together to form a sound. And there are lots of these words, and we're going to get into those. There are hard SC sounds like sk, sk. And then there is the soft SC like ascension. A hard one would be like scared. Ascension would be a soft. So that's what we're looking at. And again, in the Soul Shade glossary, it says this about ascension languaging. It's adding a C after S, as in the word ascension, within the spelling of certain English words, such as sentient. Now, in English, sentient does not have a C. In ascension language, it does. You know, like scent, like your smell. sense of smell, sentient, also circle. I take the liberty to transcend the old, there's another one, transcend the old, stiffer, more conforming language of the old paradigm connotations, like a circle. A circle is like two-dimensional. Oh, really? Well, I am a part of a circle community where we just have a lot of joy in having a conversation while seated in a circle. And it dawned on me that that was not two-dimensional. Oh, no. And I started thinking, well, how can I describe this circle? Because, oh my gosh, it's like a sponge. When you add water to it, it poofs up. Well, it's for me, our circle is much more like a sphere. And in motion, it's a spiral. Well, both of those two words start with S. So I took the liberty to expand circle as it is an experience, a human experience of fifth dimensional awareness. And I started spelling that kind of circle with an S-C, S-C-I-R-C-L-E. Okay, and then the last one that I'll really point to in this little segment is consensus. That's a whole program in itself. It's consensus. Again, it's that sentient quality of the new human archetype. And consensus is when everybody lends their vibration to produce a creative project that could never have been produced unless they had combined interdependently. Oh, it's so glorious. So all of this ascension language is simply identifying a higher perspective and a frequency in context. Again, I'm pulling from Soulshade, the glossary. It's words describing reality from the vantage point of ending hierarchical enslavement and returning rightful inheritance of Earth to self-responsible humans, not artificial intelligence, humans. So this involves the discontinuation of violence-based words and replacing them with their vibrational upgrades. And that's another whole line of thinking. But when I'm looking at this Fidelity Investments ad this morning and it was sparking me, I'm thinking, wow, this is a crescendo. Now, crescendo is not really an English word. It's probably Italian or something. But it's spelled with an S-C. So we, in this circle of oneness, are crescendoing toward ascension or within ascension. And it's happening very, very fast. So thank you, Fidelity Investments, for setting the pace and the tone for Unzipping Reality today. It'd be awesome to hear from somebody from your corporation. I'd love to speak with you. There are so many words in the English language that have S and C next to them that just pop out in the context of ascension. Now, there's a lot being talked about ascension these days. You can go online and there's just tons of stuff like 9 symptoms of ascension. You know, you may be, I don't know, gaining weight, losing weight, sleeping a lot, not sleeping enough. I mean, it's all over the board. Basically, it's like, darling, get in touch with yourself if you want to ascend. So there are a lot of symptoms. All right, so basically, we get to call the shots these days. Stop coming under this understanding. Let's have some inner standing. And let's begin to thrive in lighter densities in regard to creating a positive future. This is what the game is. We are upgrading in every way. Not that the third dimension is bad. It's just that we're finished with it now. Okay? You finish with kindergarten, you move to elementary school and on up until pretty soon you graduate. All right? So this is basically what we're doing in a spiral motion in the context of our return to our source creator. And it's a wonderful honor to be alive in these bodies, getting to breathe in the fragrance of a new paradigm. The old one is passing away. Now, this is requiring us to take some liberties. One thing about our language is we have been very, very programmed inside the box of language. You know how in the English language there's only one word for love? I just love my dog. I just love pizza. I love my husband. I love God. I love myself. It's the same word for all of that. And one might argue, well, one word is all we need. Okay. And there are different levels in my experience to how I embrace myself inside love. I get to say, all right? So all I'm saying is that the English language tends to be quite limiting. It is programmed intentionally. Our words are a vibration. And this is how we have been controlled for thousands and thousands of years. Well, if we can be limited and controlled through our language, I suspect that we can also liberate ourselves the same way. How about upgrading our language to grow and expand with the new us? You know, the new us that's not fighting and judging and fussing all the time. That us. This is what we're doing. It's kind of like, here's how we do it. The word anticipate. The word anticipate does not have an S-C in it. It just has a C in it. Well, what happens when you boldly just put an S in there? Oh, I'll get an F on my spelling test, okay? Break that old programming, okay? You're not taking spelling tests anymore, all right? Spelling tests. They don't call it spelling for nothing. This is actually, it leans into the black magic category when you really look under the skirt, okay? Let's take that word anticipate and let's put an S in there. That's what I'm talking about. When you are in the third dimension and you're anticipating a future, It's like you have no clue. You're just kind of hoping it all turns out right. You know, it's like, oh, it's hard to be patient. Well, I'm anticipating that, you know, we're hoping for the best kind of thing. When you are in fifth dimensional context, you are standing in the present now, and you are anticipating with an SE exactly what you are imagining, and so it is. This is not the reverse of black magic. Now, it's magical, but what it is our divine inheritance. It is our meekness that is shining through, because this works on a planetary level only insofar as we have that significant minority of people creating a glorious future. So just a little look into that word anticipation. You'll be looking at lots of words. You'll be noticing these words now as I am bringing them to your notice. Again, ascension language is a context. It's a context of the fifth dimension. We must find a way to stretch ourselves. We're still using language. We're not completely into telepathy yet. And so our language has just been so confining. We need to emerge. So I thought that I would just kind of extract some words that have the SC in them. And this is very limited. There are so many. But again, in this context, it's just fun. This is a fun little keyhole to look through. And it's a beautiful garden on the other side. And this is what we create. This is how we create together. So let's look at some of these words. I didn't take a huge amount of time to jot these down, but I'll share some of the ones that I've pulled. First of all, ascend, ascension, and transcend, and transcendence. This is what we are qualifying as a word that vibrates in tandem with the fifth dimension. Is it transcendent? Or is it still down there in the muck and mire of judgment and separation and division, violence? Yeah, our language is going through a metamorphosis just as we are in our bodies. How about disciple? You don't hear that word so much anymore, but, you know, discipline, there's a lot of discipline in spiritual paths. It does require a certain amount of discipline if you want to be on your ascension path. I mean, is that bad news for you? It shouldn't be. It should be experienced as guidance. How about, okay, if you ascend, you descend. Folks, that's what we've done here. We have descended to the lowest place vibrationally that a human being can exist. We descended. And that's what it said in the Bible about Jesus. Jesus descended. Oh, here's one that I really like, and that's coalesce. Coalesce, that's got the SC in it. Anytime you coalesce, it's a great opportunity to experiment as a fifth dimensional presence. Try it. You can really influence your immediate space by vibrating as a fifth dimensional presence. Oh, and let's talk about this. Discern. Discern. Just like my introduction about that Fidelity Investments ad, I'm discerning those people aren't evil. They are simply in a runaway train, in the deep state financial bondage. They have to acquire more understanding of artificial intelligence in order to keep up. It's all about the money. And I can't stress too much, that is all going to be transformed as we go into the new paradigm, and we are responsible for doing that. Here are a few more kind of fun words. Of course, there is scepter. That's such a regal word. I just wanted to throw it in because it's you know, it's just kind of a, you know, carry around your mystical scepter type of a thing. It's just a very dignified, regal sense of who we are. What about the crescent moon? The crescent moon. You know that moon that's this little sliver? It represents the lunar phase in the first quarter. And in Latin, apparently, it's from the word ceres with a C at the beginning, S at the end, and it means to bring forth or to create. The crescent moon, I mean, it just gets better from there. And the crescent moon is just a wonderful time to birth anything. So much energy, spectacular energy at the crescent moon. Then there is, I just wanted to throw this in to the scene, S-C-E-N-E, the scene, the scenario. There are lots of these words. Ascetic. No, that wasn't the one that was so much fun. I was going with ascorbic acid. Ascorbic acid, that's part of what makes up vitamin C, and it's derived from this Latin meaning no scurvy. Remember when people were getting scurvy historically? It's because they didn't have enough vitamin C, apparently. Ascorbic acid. Interesting. And then, yeah, let's talk about ascetic, A-S-C-E-T-I-C. If you are an ascetic, it means you are abstaining from all forms of indulgence. It's quite severe. And this is a religious path. I do not want to confuse a religious path with the ascension path. The religious path may be included on the ascension path, but the ascension path is all encompassing. Oh my goodness, it's so freeing to be on our ascension path. Well, those are the soft SC words that I chose for today. There are also lots of hard SC sounds in the words in the English language. So I pulled a few of these. These are fun. Remember, it's in the context of our ascension. So that's what we're feeling. It's all feeling. This is all vibrational language. How about the word scarcity? Did you ever feel like you just didn't have enough? Well, that's the old paradigm for you. There just isn't enough for you. Yeah, you're living in scarcity. And that can be very, very controlling. People do all kinds of things because of the fear of not having enough. Scarcity. We're all living in scare city. You've heard that one? So scared, lots of us can get scared when we imagine, oh my goodness, what if AI, takes over the world and decides for me, and I cannot exercise my free will like I once could. You know, that's a scary proposition. Remember when you were little? I think a lot of kids say this instead of saying, "Oh, I'm so afraid." They say, "Oh, I'm so scared." Yeah, I was just kind of remembering that. Gosh, there are so many of these. What about scaffold? The scaffolding of the old paradigm is coming down. No one wishes any harm in so doing. It's just that it's old scaffolding. We have new building properties now that we are utilizing to build a marvelous new paradigm where everybody gets to win. It's no longer the win-lose scaffolding that has boxed us in. The rascals. Rascals. Yeah, that's a pretty nice term for those guys that would wish us harm. I hear people using rascals. Those guys that they've caused us to have a lot of scars. Don't fret too much over your scars, your emotional scars. They're there for a reason. Those scars are beautiful in their own way because they have helped us to learn that we don't need to stay in abuse. And so when you use your scars to remind yourself you can walk out of that darkness and walk into the light of freedom, it's very, very empowering. So don't go around all depressed. How about descant? Descant. I'm remembering that in choir, some of us would sing the descant. And the descant is a real high melody above the rest of the melody, the descant. Only the ones with real high voices can sing the descant. So I think that the angels are constantly singing the descant. I think a lot of the upper dimensionals are singing the descant. Can we tune our ear to hear the descant and to hear that beautiful melody, the beautiful harmony? Or are we all down and, you know, talking about how terrible our scars are, and I'm probably going to get some more? Tune our ears to the descant. It's quite beautiful. And don't be scammed. Ah, these scams are terrible. I mean, they are so convincing. All of this hacking going on. You know, if you are too attached to your computer and all of your online existence, that scamming, hacking stuff can come in and just take your identity. And it could be ruinous for you if you let it be. So watch out for scams. A lot of this paradigm that we're in is just a big old scam. We're not really pathetic peasants that only deserve to scrape out a living and give of our produce to those who are more deserving. No! What a scam! We are big. We are powerful and growing all the time. Here is an SC word of ascension language, as I call it, that I left out of the soft SC, and that's nascent. Nascent. N-A-S-C-E-N-T. That means, you know, you don't hear it so much, but nascent means emergent or dawning or embryonic. We are a nascent humanity in terms of the new paradigm. We are alive. We are here. We're here. It's just that we are still in our embryonic stage. We are nascents. Here's another one. Scion. S-C-I-O-N. You can Google search that. There are lots of science fiction series and books that have Scion in the title. It means a descendant of a notable family, an aristocratic heir. You know, these bloodlines that are the ruling, reigning faction on Earth. They are families. They are ancient. And they keep themselves alive through these scions. These words, everybody, these SC words of ascension context are building a picture for us. Who we are, where we've come from, what we would like to experience now and for our future. So these Scion people, they're just playing their role, you know? I don't know what is going on with their heart, but they are not on an ascension path with us. They are on their own path. We are the ones that are on the ascension path. So back to the hard SC words, so many of them. These controller people feel very safe. They feel just fine about being obscure. They stay in the shadows, in obscurity, although things are hiding in plain sight. We have not been able to hear that descant. We have not been able to tune in to our ascension language well enough to vibrate high enough to be able to see with those kinds of ascension eyes. We keep reading what the old scribes have told us. We keep rehearsing the old script. Let's write a new script. That's why I wrote Soulshade. It's a new script for humanity. That could have been a subtitle, you know? That's what we are doing in this crescendo of ascension at the close of the old paradigm and the beginning of the next. We are doing this on a planetary scale. Scale. And our computer screens, another SC, are helping us. If we can get past all the distractions that are paraded before our eyes, like the scantily dressed women and men, scantily dressed. It's scandalous. We love this stuff, don't we? We love these schemes. There's a big SC word. Schemes. A lot of this stuff we picked up in school. School. Oh my goodness gracious. That's a real conditioning center, is when you go to school. A lot of these words are here now to remind us that we do not have to be bound. That's very different from being grounded. We don't have to be bound to the old paradigm. What we're inviting ourselves to experience is to ground to a new experience of our home planet Earth. That's what we want to do. Now, in the Bible, there is a passage in the book of Revelation, and I wouldn't have even thought about this if I weren't having this conversation with us today about ascension language and these SC words as they're just leaping out at us. But in Revelation chapter 9, it's a pretty scary passage. So if you need to walk out and go get a drink of water, you know, something, if this is too scary for you, then I've warned you. There's this bottomless pit, okay, and it opens up, and this smoke comes out of the pit, and it's the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air are all darkened with the smoke of this pit. And out of this bottomless abyss, out of the smoke, come forth these kind of locust things. Where am I going with this? Well, it's because power was given to these locust things as the scorpions. Scorpions of the earth have power. What they did was, these scorpions, they actually they didn't hurt the grass. They didn't hurt anything that was green or growing or any of the trees, but they hurt the men on this earth who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. Okay, I'm not going to get into that. But basically, they brought torment, these scorpion things. It's the like the torment of a scorpion when it stings a man. Have you ever been stung by a scorpion? It hurts. So they're saying here in the book of Revelation that men will be so tormented, they'll want to die, but they won't be able to. I mean, it's just really a bad state of affairs here. And these locust things that are like scorpions, they're like scorpions because they have tails like scorpions, and that's where their power is in their tails, and they sting. So there's a king over all these scorpion beings, and it's Apollyon, Abaddon. Okay, so that's very, very scary stuff, right? Well, here's the thing. I am constantly, or I'll say consistently, creating vortexes for my experience on this planet. These are vortexes of empowerment and wellness and joy and sharing the blessing. And it draws a boundary around our experience. And so my word for this is escort. E-S-C-O-R-T. It's another S-C word. Escort. It's like serving notice that you do not permit these kinds of dark spirits, these kinds of schemes or presences to penetrate your energy field. And any vibrational presence that tries that will be escorted to their next place of transmutation. See how we do this? This is all in conjunction with divine will and our I am presence. So please don't ever think that I'm like camping on the bad news, the gloom and doom. No, hardly. I'm here to encourage us to trust, know, be, and do the process in the flow of divine love. That is this message. And I encourage you to do the same. Don't let these rascals dictate to you any more. Another word might be scalawag. That you don't ever hear scalawag anymore, but it's an SC word, and so I pulled it out. Remember, this is inexhaustive. There are so many of these words, but these are the ones that hearkened to me. Scalawag. A scalawag is somebody who behaves very badly, but they're still a likable persona. So we've got a lot of those people in the media, right? Well, I'd like to kind of switch gears for just a moment, because my mentor, All Is One Hartsong, who is now deceased, wrote a book called The Book of Choices, Keys to Enlightenment. All Is One Hartsong. It's available on my website, fearorlove.com, if you would like to have a copy. They are available through my bookstore, fearorlove.com. It's a very humble book, and it is dedicated to the I Am presence of the ascended master, Saint Germain. Ascended master. These beings exist. Hey, if these scoundrels and scalawags and, you know, rascals and all these guys exist, you know what? So do ascended masters. And when you are on your path of mastery, that's where you are headed. Now, I really would like to just highlight a couple of things from All Is One's The Book of Choices, because All Is One just recently had his 90th birthday, what would have been his 90th birthday, in 2018. And so I thought that it would be nice, in a way of honoring him. He was and is an ascendant being. And he is my spiritual father and friend and mentor, and I love him very much. Here's what he says on page 3 of the Book of Choices. I choose to realize that I can use my will to contract my consciousness so as to descend into more limited states of being, or I can use my will to expand my consciousness so as to ascend into more unlimited states of being. It's all a choice. And that word consciousness, that's also an SC word, conscious, consciousness. We live in a realm of consciousness. What is our state of conscious awareness? Well, many people on the planet are not yet awake. Don't worry about them. I mean, kind of steer clear of them if they're coming at you, you know, with a spear or something. But don't give all your energy over to the not yet awake. Celebrate your wakeful state and be enthusiastic that all of the not yet awake beings will someday be awake, and that you have eyes to see them in their true state of being, in their soul. And here is another passage from the Book of Choices. All Is One says on page 72, I choose to imagine myself as a dedicated child of God, masterfully riding a surfboard and allowing myself to be carried by the planetary ascension wave. Knowing that if I do not remain centered in the continuous present, I could lose my balance and get churned by the wave. But then he goes on to speak about laughter and such. So, thank you, All Is One. You are an ascended master, and I have no idea why I was so blessed to know you, but carry on. This ascension path is just amazing. You know, there's no one coming to rescue us, SC. No. The powers that have lorded over us have absconded with our rightful inheritance. Yeah, they've absconded with it. And come to find out, they've done it all legally. We like to, you know, wail and moan about it. But here in this scarcity, we forget that we have so much power. We can actually rescind. Let me pronounce it correctly. Rescind. R-E-S-C-I-N-D. Rescind all of that stuff. It's all contract. Now, I'm not an expert on universal contracts, but I will tell us that everything is done by way of contract. And because of our silence, it is presumed consent. That's the kind of thing that we are growing into with the help of creating things like ascension languaging to remind us who we really are. We can rescind all of that, those contracts that we ignorantly have been a part of. This is all just fun. And, you know, as things start escalating, there are going to be some tendencies to be scared of maybe fascism. There's another SC. Did you ever know there were so many SC combination words in the English language? This is just part of them. Yeah, part of them. Okay, I'm not going to get I guess I won't get into that. There is much, so very, very much. But what if we could be like courteous and self-determined, safe and common sense beings here on this planet? What if we could avoid getting into trouble with the police state and all their revenueing racket and all that? And at the same time, we could empower ourselves and significantly influence the collective and be free from the global control grid. Well, that is what I'm encouraging us to be and to do, and to use these ascension languaging words as a means to just kind of sending a signal to ourselves to take individual responsibility. We really can restructure our DNA so that we're thriving in lighter densities. In order to do that, we need to acclimate to the lighter densities. And this is what we'll need to do. We're going to need to upload some basics into our DNA. It's all a vibrational game. We need to ground to earth. We need to have respect for and non-judgment of ourselves and all others. We need to choose every experience we have through self-responsibility and openness. We need to allow our ascension path, okay? We need to break our programming even further than we've ever allowed ourselves to do. This ascension is about our DNA. And, you know, I know that we're all really, really busy and we don't have a lot of time, but here's the thing. When you're driving down the street, just remember to be awake, because we walk in two worlds simultaneously. There's the illusion and then there's the new reality. So just relax as you observe. Just observe without judging the illusion. And focus your mind on the foundation for our evolution, which is galactic citizenship for our planet through self-responsibility. Just do that. And just be aware that we are spiraling upward. We are shifting out of this left-right polarity game. So just remember to love everything about yourself and your body. Your DNA knows what to do. Use ascension languaging to spiral upward into this lighter density with intention. And you will be preparing for your own ascension and helping our planetary ascension. You'll be re-scripting your DNA, even changing our molecular structure. Don't ask me how that works, but it's coming out of the old fear dominant base into a different, higher, lighter vibration. Everyone, it has been an absolute delight to be with all of us today. I'm Leah LaChapelle, and please visit my website, fearorlove.com. I want to thank Metaphysical Talk Radio for allowing me to have this time on their wonderful network, and so all of us can just keep falling in love with ourselves over and over again. That's what's happening, because oneness happens. It's the great letting go and letting in with allowance and balance. Trust the process. Know the process. Be the process and do the process as we unzip reality. Bye-bye, everyone.